home for the very best in contemporary Christian music. 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Welcome to a brand new week of Make Your Day Count as we continue to expound on the topic life in the spirit. We cannot live the Christian life in the flesh, so we must live life in the spirit of God. Why? Because we cannot live the Christian life in the flesh. It is impossible to live the Christian life in the flesh. The natural man does not understand the things of the spiritual man. So the flesh cannot live out the Christian life. So we must live life in the spirit.
Well, what's a good way to open this whole entire week teaching? And we'd encourage all the listeners who are listening this morning to make your day count. Do us a great favor. Tell someone. Tell a friend. Tell them to tune in to Make Your Day Count all of this week and to follow with us and learn with us how to live life in the spirit. Real life is in the spirit, not in the flesh. The Bible says in John chapter 8 or 6, is on 41, it says, the flesh profits nothing, but the spirit gives life. The flesh profits nothing. So you cannot live the spiritual life in the flesh because it's carnal. But the spirit is where it is. And Jesus says, the word that I speak, they are spirit and life. So the teaching here this week is spirit and life.
Right, Dan. To review where we've been in the past weeks, Job chapter 32, verse 8 is a foundational scripture, as well as 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. So we'll recap those as we move into this week's topic. But there is a spirit in man, so this is Job 32:8, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. Standing. So there is a human spirit in man, and that is to be filled with the breath, with the spirit of God order for us to have understanding of spiritual things as well as understanding of natural things, to be able to excel in wisdom and exploits.
Repeat that again, because that's the key. Mm-hmm. That's the key to this whole teaching.
But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding. It's also, if you think about like a suit is just on a hanger and such. It's not till the person gets in it that it brings forth life. And then it's able to move and it's able to shift and it's able to go out and accomplish. So it's the same thing. We have this part in us, the spirit of man, the human spirit. And when that breath of God fills it, then it becomes relevant. Then it could go out and do. It could be seen. It can accomplish. It has understanding to be able to do.
So when the breath, which is the spirit of God, fill the human spirit. Now he has understanding. Now he can understand the things of God. Now he can see the things of God. That's why Jesus says then in John chapter 3 to Nicodemus, unless a man is born again, he cannot understand. He cannot see how the kingdom works. He can't understand anything about God. He has to be born again through redemption, through Jesus Christ. That's the only way. So this morning, when you open up the study this morning and set the flow, which we will flow in, he says it is impossible, impossible to live the Christian life in the flesh. Because the flesh profits nothing. Just we need to have that clear-cut understanding. But the Spirit gives life, gives understanding. What Spirit are you talking about? The Spirit of God. When it comes and fills the vacuum in our lives, then we got it.
And that comes from John chapter 6, verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life.
Yeah.
The flesh profits nothing. Nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, right. and they are truth.
And go back to Job. It says, when you open this morning, and our listeners, just hold John 6, 63. Mm-hmm. Just hold that passage. Mm-hmm. And now look at what Job says. There's a spirit in man.
But there is a spirit in man, and the breath of the Almighty gives him understanding.
Standard. That's right. So there you see both scripture, John 6, 63, and Job 8 is telling us when the human wake up. When he wake up to understand the things of God is when God comes into his spirit.
And then we can live the abundant life
yes.
that Jesus came for. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 tells us that, let me flip to it. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That gives us our outline, our three parts, the body, the spirit, and the soul. So we have to have an understanding that we are three part beings. We have our body, that's our physical body. We have our spirit, that's the place where the Holy Spirit lives and abides. And then we have our soul, which is our mind, our thinking, our feelings, and our emotion. So we have to be able to differentiate between the three. Pastor has a saying, if a man doesn't know where he is going, everywhere looks the same. And we all could bear witness, when we don't know where we're going, everywhere looks the same. It's not until you firmly identify the place that you're able then to recognize it when you're coming close to it and such. But when it's your first time going there, the directions sound so easy.
Yes.
Even the GPS may be telling you you're there and you're looking around and you still don't see it.
Because you don't know.
Because when a man does not know where he is going, everywhere looks the same.
That you're so right about that. Mm-hmm. Even the GPS is telling you, you arrived. You arrived. Emily and I was trying to find a place just this weekend, and we went, and we there, and the GPS says you have arrived. You arrived. I said, where? You know, I still don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
I still didn't know where that place is. And he's telling us, so I'm backing up my car. She said, let me put back in here again. She put it back in, and you come out, it says, arrive. You arrive.
And if you're anything like me, I go around in circles. I really don't know where I'm going in the beginning until I learn. Yeah.
So you're absolutely right. Yeah. Even with the GPS, where you don't know where you're going, even if a GPS says arrive, it says where?
Yeah, where?
You still be looking. Because you don't, but if you know that place, you don't have to look around, okay?
Yeah, and then you could tell other people, hey, the GPS is going to say you arrived, but make sure you look for this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
So that you can find the entry point.
Because that's what we were looking for, the entry point. Mm-hmm. We were in the location, but not the entry point.
Exactly.
That's it.
Exactly, yeah.
And you can't benefit if you don't enter in.
Come on, this is so good right there.
So when a man does not know where he is going, everywhere looks the same. So we must be able to differentiate between the body, what is that of the body, what is that of the spirit, and what is that of the soul. So when different things come against us, we know how to operate.
Yeah, the body is the physical part. That's the part that gets sick. That's the part that bleeds. That's the part that get hurt. And the soul is our mind. Those are our emotions.
Yes.
So that's the part that makes us feel sad, makes us feel angry. And then there's the spirit, and that's our pipeline to the Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. That's the pipeline. I love how you put it. That's the pipeline to the Almighty.
Amen.
That's where real life comes from. That's where real peace comes from. That's where real joy comes from.
So when the body and this mind come out of line, we have to let the spirit take control.
Yes.
And the unfortunate thing is a lot of people know this physically and mentally, but they don't put it into practice. They really love the Lord and they really want to follow God, but then they'll turn around and they'll get jealous or they'll get angry. And then they don't realize they're living in this. They're not living in the spirit. When you do feel these emotions, you have to stop and think, wait a minute, I have to let the spirit take over. It's hard. I'm not saying it's not hard. We live in this world. We're carnal. We have this flesh. We're all the same. But it has to be an intentional thing to know and to walk in the spirit.
The contention takes place in the soul.
Yes.
So if it's not in line with the word of God, if it's confusion, if it's despair, that's coming from the soulish realm. That's not in line with the spirit of God. The spirit of God produces the fruits of the spirit. It produces joy. It produces kindness. It produces patience. It produces long suffering. It produces goodness. It produces all of the fruits of the spirit and the attributes, the characteristics of our Father. Those come from the spirit. So when we are trying to see, okay, well, wait, who's talking right now? Is this the spirit? Is this my soul?
Yeah.
Is this my human reasoning? Is this just something of my body, of physical nature? We have to be able to differentiate the different voices that we are hearing in our mind.
And the way to do that is to crucify the desire of the mind, which is the flesh, because the mind is the flesh, the desire. And when the Bible talks about the flesh there, it's talking about desire, things that we want, temporal. We want temporal satisfaction, those temporal things. You got to crucify them in order to live in the spirit.
So then we're able to do the things that God tells us to do without the influence, other factors pulling at us. We're able to override the flesh and override the carnal mind by the spirit. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
Fiercest drought and storm, what heights of love.